Well, it's always great to get everybody in. You know, you go through free agency, you go through the draft. Obviously, the free agent's in the draft, and you finally get a chance to watch them practice. So it's always an interesting day, and it's nice to get started.
Notice any difference in Jay at all now with his situation with diabetes? Is there any noticeable difference to you?
Well, you know, anytime you go from 203 to 230, you know there's going to be a big difference there, but I think it's something that he didn't realize how much better he's going to feel once he started going through the proper diets and obviously getting the insulin treatments. But you can see there's a, you know, he feels good. You can see the way he's practicing out there, that there's some energy there. And I'm sure he feels very good about finding out early.
Have you guys had to monitor how, you know, getting the insulin, taking care of it during the practice and how that's going to work?
Well, that's a good question. I know during the season, they're going to monitor it a different way, you know, with bars on the sideline and kind of get a feel as we go through these practices. But you know, the doctors know a lot about that and take care of it.
What was your general mindset with the reference to the receivers that you brought into camp this year? Is there a theme that runs consistently through some of the people you brought in?
Well, I mean, anytime you lose a guy like Javon Walker, like we did, you want to bring in some people that you feel that can compete right away, some guys that have some experience in the National Football League. And take a look at a guy like Colbert. You know, he's played in the National Football League. He's got some experience. He was with an offense that didn't have a lot of success to throw the ball as often as some, but we believe he's got the ability, much like Rod Smith, to do a number of things for our offense and do it well. He blocks well. He catches well. Really an experienced guy that's exceptionally bright. Same thing with Darryl Jackson, a guy that has played in the National Football League. So I got some experience there as well. You bring in a guy like Eddie Royal, who I believe has a lot of skills at the wide receiver position, but he's also a punt returner, kickoff returner. You never have enough depth at that position, and hopefully we have more depth this year than we've had.
How comfortable are you with Ben Hamilton being ready to go, or is there still any doubt in your mind at all?
Well, you never know. You're keeping your fingers crossed. I can't tell you 100% that he's going to be there for the season, but he's done everything we've asked him to do in the off season. He's come in March 24th. He's gone through the off-season conditioning program. He's run, but he hasn't taken no shots to the head. I don't anticipate a setback. According to the doctors, he's fine, but we'll have to wait and see. Brandon Marshall practiced today. He's just going to catch the football. So he's running all the routes right now. He's doing everything that a receiver would do except catch the ball. June 22nd will be his first day he's able to catch the football, which will give us plenty of time before, obviously, we start our summer ball. Well, I've watched him play for 4 years. I've watched him play in preseason. I think he brings a lot to the table. He's a guy that was either first or second or third in the National Football League in tackles. And a guy can tackle in the open field and plays in like linebacker position, like we evaluated during the preseason. Gives us a lot of confidence that he'll come in and play well. There's still a lot of competition there. Doesn't mean that he'll keep that position, because you never know through preseason. We've got a lot of guys that have some ability and have played quite a bit in the National Football League, so time will tell.
Who else would you put in that list as far as the ninth
position? Well, you got Nate Webster, who's practicing there. You got Jamie Winborn could play there. Beck could play there. We've got Spencer Larson, who we drafted, who will play the first 8 days at the fullback position, and the next 8 days in our camp at the linebacker position, who's been very good at playing the Mike linebacker position. So we've got some depth. Now's a chance to see guys play at different positions, and we'll get a better feel when we put the pads in.
Mike, was Travis Henry excused today?
Yeah, he had a hamstring.
Oh, hamstring.
Yeah, hamstring.
You expect him back this week at all?
No, I don't think. You know, hamstring, he pulled it the last day of the hundreds. We ran 1600s. He pulled on the last one. I would anticipate a week from today, or Monday will be off. And a week from tomorrow, should be able to go.
Mike, you've had some additions and some subtractions, the draft, free agency, whatnot. Reasons that you make you think this is a better football team now than the one that finished the season?
Well, first of all, we weren't very good at the end of the season. You know, both offensively, defensively, and special teams, we were pretty average. So what you always try to do is improve your football team, and We brought in 20 free agents that we thought these guys would help improve our football team, at least get a chance to compete to be in the top 53. We brought in 16 college free agents for the same reason. 9 drafted and obviously 7 that were free agent collegiate players that we feel gives us a chance to get better because they've got something that we're looking for and hopefully that we can see it on the field. But anytime you have competition, you got a chance to improve, and we think we've got the guys to make us a better football team.
Back-to-back years without the playoffs, you kind of feel like you're flying under the radar a little bit?
Well, I think we all know what happened with 9-7 year. Had a bunch of opportunities, started out great, and just didn't finish the right way. I think I feel very good about where our offense is right now. The guys will be coming back. Hopefully we can stay a little bit healthier than we did a year ago. Jay's third year as a quarterback is always great, at least it has been in my career, for that quarterback to come back in his third year. And with the experience that Jay's had and the supporting cast around him, you know, I look for us being very good in that area. And defensively, we had to make some changes from a year ago. Obviously, we made changes that we thought would give us the best chance to be successful on that side of the ball. And I'll be surprised if we don't turn things around in a lot of different areas.
Is there anything specific you're looking for in quarterback camp? 7 days of workout?
No, we just kind of go out here and just kind of play around. Yeah, just trying to get better. You get your 8-day installation package like you put in when you get back here in July 25th. And you review that for the first 8 days, and you come back in June and do it another 8 days. So you're giving your players a chance to do the things that they're going to be doing once we get to the regular season. So, you know, these 16 days in a row are going to really help us, and hopefully we'll see dividends later on down the line.